Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual service this evening. It's good to be back together, no matter where we are, we're together, and the Lord brings us all together here tonight to worship and praise Him, and just do continue to remember all the prayer requests we have in our church and all those that are in need of prayer. Do remember those. This evening, we talked about Hezekiah a little bit this morning, and this evening we're going to be in Second Kings chapter 20. And we're going to be in 2 Kings chapter 20. We were in 19 this morning. We're going to be in 20 tonight, and we're going to talk about another prayer that Hezekiah had prayed. But let's go to the Lord in prayer before we get started here tonight. Dear Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be in your house once again tonight, Lord, to preach your word, to consider the scripture that you've given us, the message that you've provided for us this evening, Lord. Lord, I pray that you just bless our church. I pray you bless those prayer requests, Lord, that we have in our church, the needs of all those that we know, Lord, that need you, Lord. And I know we all need you, and I pray you bless each and every one that's tuned in tonight. I pray that you'd bless this message. I pray that it'll be a help to us, and Lord, it'll show us, Lord, some things that maybe we need to consider in our lives, Lord, and help us to remain close to you, Lord, in everything that we do. Lord, I just pray that you'd bless us. I pray that you'd bless our church and help us to get through this difficult season that we are going through. Lord, I pray you bless Josh and his family. Bless Brittany. I pray you just help them to get their health back as quickly as possible. And we love you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, in Hezekiah, and I'm sorry, 2 Kings, keep on saying Hezekiah, but in 2 Kings chapter 20, we're going to be dealing with Hezekiah again tonight. And I wanted to bring up some things about this prayer that he had prayed. Now, this is really all within the same, it seems like within the same year of what happened this morning with Sennacherib and the Assyrian army. It's not very long after that that this next prayer comes to mind and comes onto the scene here. And it says in 2 Kings chapter 20 and verse 1, it says, "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." So everybody, this would be a troubling news that we would hear. Just I think about those that go to the doctor and they're not given much time to live because of some diagnosis that they have. And here Hezekiah is receiving a diagnosis straight from God. Now we've seen people that have received diagnosis from a doctor that maybe you got 6 months and it may be years before anything were to happen or they were to pass away. But now you have this diagnosis is straight from God. He's saying now is your time to die. Now is the appointed time. Because he said, so you need to set your house in order. It says in verse 2, and like all of us would, it's just human nature. It says in verse 2, "Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord." And how many of us have had that prayer before? How many of us have been facing with something and we're just laying there in the bed and we just turn away from everything that's going on around us and just pray to the Lord? So he turns his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, says, "I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight." And Hezekiah wept sore. And it says that it came to pass before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I've heard thy prayer." There he is again, hearing the prayer. "I've heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city of mine own sake. And for my servant David's sake." So we see here that Hezekiah, facing another adversity, facing death here, and he prays to God and asks God for just a blessing. He asked God to live. Basically, he wanted to live. And all of us would be in that same shape, I'm sure. I'm sure that if we received a diagnosis, most of us would probably be praying, saying, Lord, just please don't take my life now. Just help us, Lord, to live a few more years. Help us, Lord, to be able to live our life out a little bit longer. And a lot of times we have prayed those prayers. And some of us may have had times in our lives like this. Well, Hezekiah here, he prays. And God says, once again, I heard your prayers and I saw your tears. And he honored Hezekiah and added 15 years to his life. Well, I was thinking about those 15 years of Hezekiah, and I started reading a little more into Hezekiah's 15 years. And in Hezekiah, these 15 years, I don't know, and I want to pose this question to you, and I want you to think about it. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of what I think, but I want you to think about it, and you just figure in your mind, or wonder in your mind, or come to a conclusion in your mind, was this 15 years really worth it for Hezekiah? Was it worth it, him living 15 more years? Because in Hezekiah's life, after the 15 years, as we read, now I want you to know that Hezekiah is mentioned in 2 Kings, he's mentioned in 2 Chronicles, and he's mentioned in Isaiah. These three books have mentioned that prayer that we talked about this morning. Those three books mention this prayer that we talk about tonight. And then those three books talk about the 15, a little bit about the 15 years after he had prayed this prayer. But in those 15 years, three things happened in Hezekiah's life after God extended his life for 15 years. There were three things that were big things in his life that happened. Hezekiah, well, when he was sick, the Babylon, the people of the king of Babylon had sent letters and presents to Hezekiah because they heard that he was sick. So they were like sending them a get well soon card, sending them a bouquet of flowers saying get well soon, so to speak. And they'd sent that. Well, he'd sent messengers with that. And when they brought those messengers in, Hezekiah showed all those messengers all their riches and all their treasures and showed them everything that they had in their kingdom. Well, I want you to know that that was a mistake, because eventually Babylon, they went back, those messengers went back to Babylon and said, hey, if we ever need any gold, we know where to go to get it, right? So when he did all that, it caused great trouble for Hezekiah's people, the people of Judah. It caused great trouble for them, not in Hezekiah's time, but in the future. So in future generations, they're going to have to deal with the Babylonians coming to try to steal their stuff. So that was one thing that he did. He got to where he just kind of felt like he could just show off everything that he had, you know. He kind of just got the big head, so to speak, thinking that look at what I've done. Look at all this. Look at what I've done. And a lot of times in our lives, sometimes I think that God will give us what we want sometimes just to see what we'll do with it. And I think sometimes we make the mistake of forgetting about God because we got what we want, and now look where we're at. We're in trouble. I mean, Hezekiah here, he wasn't in trouble, so to speak, but he did cause trouble for his future generations. And number two, in those 15 years, he had a son named Manasseh. And the Bible talks about Manasseh in chapter 21 of 2 Kings, verse 1. It says Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign. So if he was 12 years old, that means that Hezekiah had him in those 15 years that he had extra life, right? So he was 12 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And it talks about his mother, and then it says, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, after the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. So here, Manasseh done evil in the sight of God. Remember what we talked about this morning? We talked about Hezekiah a little bit this morning, and we talked about how Hezekiah, he had done right in the sight of the Lord. He had done what he was favored by God. He was a God. Let's see, in chapter 18, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. So Hezekiah, he was doing all these things right according to the Lord. And that's what I mentioned that a little bit this morning, that when they bring up another king throughout these books, a lot of times first thing they say about those kings are whether they did evil or whether they did good. Well, Manasseh, he done evil. And if you keep on reading, Manasseh's son, he done evil in the sight of the Lord. So Hezekiah, having 15 more years added onto his life. Yeah, he had a child. Yes, he had a son. But that son had done, it was evil. He was one of the most evil, wicked kings of Judah. He was. So I kind of posed the question, would it be beneficial to live 15 more years and have an evil child who no doubt maybe never follows Jesus Christ? Would it be better just to have died when you were appointed to die when God wanted you to? Or would it be better to get what you want and have a child that's evil? The Bible says he was evil. He was a wicked king. So that was one thing. That was another thing. And number 30, the third thing was he revealed an arrogance and his heart was filled with pride. He was prideful. Now, he sees, you almost see Hezekiah's life change to where, look, I defeated Sennacherib. starts taking credit. It's almost like he seems like he feels like he's done a lot of this on his own. But when he really, in all actuality, it was all because of God. So now pride starts to build up in his mind and his thoughts. And a lot of times we can get that way sometimes. But listen to what 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 25. It says this. This is where it mentions this story in 2 Chronicles chapter 32. It says, but Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him. So he didn't remember the things that God had done for him. For his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and Jerusalem. So now, see, he's getting pride in his heart. His head was lifted up. He's getting the big head, so to speak. His heart was filled with pride. He started thinking about, look at me, I'm a great king, look at what I've done. When all actuality, it wasn't because of him, it was because of God. A lot of times in our lives, we need to step back and remember that I am nothing without God. Hezekiah, he was nothing without God. I would see something else too in 2 Corinthians chapter, same book, chapter 32. It says in verse 31, it says in the last part of verse 31, it says, talking about Hezekiah, God left him to try him that he might know all that was in his heart. Listen, a lot of times we may pray. I know this morning's message, we talked about prayer and how God hears our prayers. Oh, and I thank God that he does hear our prayers. And I thank God that he knows what's best for us, though. A lot of times I think we get maybe a little hindered in our lives and maybe a little bitter towards God sometimes because the answer to our prayers is not exactly what we want. And a lot of times I think even Hezekiah here, he got what he wanted. But listen, would it have been better for him to get what he wants or to get just be obedient to God's will and die 15 years earlier? Would it have been better? That's a question that maybe you would have a different answer than me. Maybe you think 15 more years is worth it for Hezekiah. But I'm just going to say, in my opinion, it wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it to live 15 more years if your heart was going to be filled with pride and you were going to be separated from God. I'm telling you, verse 31 of 2 Chronicles chapter 32, God left him. The Bible says. I tell you what, I don't want God to leave me. I don't want, you know what, I would just as soon die right now than God leave me. I don't want to live this life without God. I don't want him to just abandon me and forsake me. I don't want him to do those. I don't want him to do that to me. I'm telling you, 15 more years ain't worth it to have a life without God. I don't believe so. That's what I believe. And I don't think Manasseh here really thought about what he was doing. lasting hope for 15 more years. It's like he got blessed for 15 more years, and it's almost like he left God. He got so far away from God that the Bible tells us that God left him. In our lives, I know we get caught up sometimes, and I know that we need to realize and think about the unanswered prayers in our lives. But sometimes those are blessings. You think about some prayers that maybe you've prayed throughout your life that you never seemed to get an answer to. Well, I'm going to tell you, you got the answer. It just might not have been the answer that you were seeking at the time. But I want you to know, if we could just take two paths in your life and see what would have happened. Maybe God could reveal that to you one day when we're in heaven. Well, God, why didn't you answer this prayer? Maybe he could just rewind the recorder and let you see what would have happened if he had gave you what you wanted. Maybe if he had gave you what you wanted, you would have left God and he would have left you. Or maybe if he gave you what you wanted, maybe you would have had a child that was an evil person, an evil child that maybe one day his doom was eternal damnation in hell. Maybe one of these days that if you'd have got what you wanted, you'd have started thinking that it was all because of you and what you could do, and pride would start filling in your heart like it did Hezekiah. Hey, Hezekiah, he did right. He did what was right in the sight of God. And the Bible credits him for that. But that last 15 years of his life that God blessed him with, it wasn't worth it, in my opinion. And the way that I see it, it wasn't worth it. I'm telling you, it is a very serious thing that when we do pray, and I know it's easier said than done. When you're facing something, some uncertainty, it is easier said than done to say, "Oh, just trust the will of God." Because really, I just think that if I was facing a cancer diagnosis tomorrow, and then somebody came to me and said, "Just trust the will of God," I'd be like, "I just want to live." That's the way I would feel. I just want to live. And if that's not the will of God, then I want to live. That's the human nature in each and every one of us. Is we just want to live. We just want to do what we need to do. I just feel like that it's easier said than done, but we need to realize that ultimately the best thing for us is the will of God. So when we're praying and we're praying for an answer, we're praying for something. Maybe there's something in our life. Maybe it's something that we're facing. Just pray that God's will would be done. Because that's really ultimately the best thing for us is God's will. I don't hope nobody would argue that point. I hope nobody would say that, hey, God doesn't know what's best for me. I know what's best for me. That's kind of a ridiculous statement to make, that the God who created all the heavens and the earth, oh, the God of all of these things, the God who's in charge of it all, he doesn't know what's best for me. I know what's best for me. That's a foolish statement to make. And I wouldn't make that statement. No way. But listen, God knows what's best for us. And it may not seem like it. You think about all those disciples. Think about John, and think about Peter, and you think about all those that were martyred, and then when you think about all those martyrs in church history, you think about all those people that lost their lives. Why did they lose their lives the way that they did? But some people died natural death. I mean, it doesn't seem fair, but that was the will of God for their lives. And you know what? You go back and you ask those that were martyred over there, you go ask Paul, you go ask John, you go ask all those that were Peter that were crucified upside down, you go ask them, and now you say, Peter, was it worth it being martyred? They'd say anything was worth it for the will of God. Anything. I'd do anything for the will of God. I guarantee you they would say that. Oh, I just pray that we're seeking the will of God for our lives and not our own will. I hope that even in my life, I hope that I never start seeking my will and not his will. I think Hezekiah here, me and Bill were talking about this on the way here. We rode together. And Bill's saying he thinks that Hezekiah, he kind of squandered his legacy there. He did. His legacy before, when he defeated Sennacherib, if he had just died when he was supposed to die, then everybody probably would have thought Hezekiah was one of the greatest kings ever. And he may still be considered one of the greatest kings ever. But that last 15 years, look what happened. It's almost like he squandered his legacy because, look, and I think this, and this is maybe just an assumption, but look, if he would have stayed with God, he would have stuck with God for those 15 years. Apparently he didn't, but if he did, maybe Manasseh would have stuck with God. And then maybe Manasseh's sons would have stuck with God. Maybe if he was a good father in those 15 years, Manasseh would have saw that Hezekiah was a man of God. And Manasseh, maybe he would have been a man of God. But I think maybe he squandered, like Bill said, and I agree, maybe he squandered his legacy in that 15 years. Maybe his legacy was going to be, he was a man of God, a king of God. But those last 15 years, this is his legacy. He produced Manasseh, who was one of the most wicked kings ever, because he wanted 15 more years added to his life. Was it worth it, Hezekiah? Oh, how you could peel back the veil of heaven and say, hey, Manasseh, or not Manasseh, but Hezekiah, was it worth it? I wonder what Hezekiah would say. I bet he would say, no, it wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it. I believe that he would have said that. Because I got away from God. I really wasn't where I was supposed to be in those 15 years. And listen, no matter what you may be facing, and no matter what may come your way, it's not worth it to get away from God. We need to stick with Him. We need to stay with Him. Hey, it's nothing. Listen, Hezekiah. Let's talk to Hezekiah now. Hezekiah, it was nothing that you did. It's all because of what God did. It wasn't because of you. Listen, whatever you may be facing, the victories in your life, the victories that you may not even have yet, the victories that may be on tomorrow, the victories that may be in the future, those are not because of you. They're because of God. And we give Him the credit and we stick close to Him. Don't ever get so big about yourself and say, look what I did. Because there's nothing that I've ever done. It's all because of God. I mean, I can think about my testimony, and I can think about my life, and I can think about I never drink alcohol. And that's not because of me. That's because of God. I never done drugs. Because that's not because of me. That's because of God. I came to church from birth, basically, until now, faithful in church. And, you know, my mom brought me, but it's not because of my mom. It's because of God. I give credit to my mom, yeah, but it's not because of her. It's because of God. It's not because of me. It's because of God. It's because of Him. It's not because of anything that I've done. It's all because of Him. I praise Him for it. I thank Him for it. And I know many of you know, me and April prayed for 5 years to have a child. It's long 5 years when you're not receiving the answer that you want. But you know, it was all in God's timing. Now sometimes we think, man, we're too old for this now, you know, so to speak. But I know April's sitting at home right now saying, speak for yourself. But listen, sometimes it feels like, wow, I wish we could have just been a little bit younger. But it wasn't. But it's all because of what God wanted. It was His will, not my will. Who knows what would have happened if we were younger? Maybe something else. Maybe we would have got out of church because we were trying to do everything that our kid wanted us to do. Maybe something like that would happen because we were too young and too immature. And maybe we weren't spiritual-minded enough to stick with God. Maybe something like that would have happened. I don't know what would have happened. But thank God it's all in His timing. And it's what He wants for our lives. And I know sometimes that's hard to hear. And I know sometimes that just is not the answer you're looking for. But thank God His will is greater than mine. Thank God that His will is greater than any of our will. And we need to be careful to always just pray for God's will. I'd hate to add another day to my life if it meant something tragic or something awful was going to come from it. I would hate to add just one more hour to my life if I knew that in that hour something that was going to affect the lives of my children. Just say that in the next hour something happened that caused my children to turn their backs on God because of something. I would hate to live that one more hour, because if I would have died an hour sooner, that wouldn't have ever happened. I'd say, let me die an hour sooner. I don't want my children to turn their backs on God. This is why we're here. This is why we bring our children to church. That's the reason why we love our children. We want them to follow God. We want to be the good father, not like Hezekiah. We want to be the good example. We want to show our children that God is the way. Trust in His will. Be obedient to Him. Follow God, because you know why? His will is greater than our will. And if it takes me dying right now to make sure that my sons are saved and they live for all of eternity, then let that be so. Oh, Lord, don't ever let me hinder my children from following You. Lord, please let Hayden and Sutton decide that they're going to follow You. Then help me to be the example that I need to be. And let that be Your will for my life. Please, Lord, help me. Lord, I just pray that we're all like that. I pray that we all would want God's will over our will. And I pray that's something maybe that no matter whatever you're going through, you might be going through something very difficult right now, and I'm sorry that you are, but know that God's will is what's right. It's the best for you. It's the best plan for you. It's His will. And just trust in His will. Trust in Him and know that He's going to get us through whatever it is that we're going through. I can't help but think, April used to sing this song a lot called Winter Either Way, and I know a lot of you remember it. That song, it says so much that I'm a winner either way. They're talking about someone who's sick and they're on their deathbed, and he's telling the people they're there visiting them. That's what the song says. And the guy says, I'm a winner either way. If I go or if I stay, I'm a winner either way. He's saying pretty much what he's saying is whatever God's will is for my life. He's saying this, that if I go, I'll have my healing up above. But if I stay, I'm going to have my healing down here below. But if I go, I'm going to have Jesus. He's like, but I'm a winner either way. If I go or if I stay, I'm a winner either way. Because you know why? He's saying, I submit to God's will. And whatever God's will is for my life, whether it be me go to eternity or whether it be stay here on this earth. I think about Paul, he says, it'd be better, I would love to go on, but whatever God wants me to do, if it's better for me to stay, I'll stay. But I'm telling you, I can't wait to go. That's what Paul says. He said, to live is Christ, but to die is gain, right? He says that to live is to be like Christ and tell people about Jesus. But to die is to go be with Christ and live with Him for all of eternity. He said, whatever God's will is for my life, I'm going to do that. I want to do His will. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then Bryson's going to sing us a song. Dear Lord, we thank You for this night. We thank You for Your will for our lives. We thank You, Lord, that You're a great God, an amazing God who's in control of everything. And Lord, I pray, Lord, right now, sincerely, Lord, that if there's anything in any of our lives that we want, Lord, and it's not Your will, I pray, Lord, You deny us the things that we want. Lord, because if it's not in Your will, Lord, I pray that we don't want it. I pray that we just would rather be following Your will for our lives. I pray, Lord, that we don't become like Hezekiah and full of pride. I pray that You'd help us, Lord, not to don't boast about anything that we've done, because it's not about us. It's all about You and what You've done for us. Lord, I thank You, Lord, that You loved us and cared for us so much that You would send Your Son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Lord, You loved us so much that You would send Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Lord, why can we not trust You that You know what's best for us? Help us with that. Help us come to grips with that. Help us come to terms with that. That, Lord, that You would send Your only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins. Lord, would just help us to realize that because of that, Lord, You want what's best for us. Help us to determine that. Help us to settle that in our minds, Lord. Lord, I love You. I praise You. I thank You. I pray You bless our church. Bless those that are facing the medical doctors, the procedures, the diagnoses that are coming up, the whatever it may be, Lord. I pray you give them strength. I pray you give them boldness. I pray that you'd help them, Lord, to just stand with your will and let your will be done in their life. Lord, I pray that you'd help them, Lord. Whatever it may be, Lord, I pray that you'd help them, Lord, to be winners either way. Lord, I pray you bless Josh and Brittany. I pray you help Brittany. I pray that you heal her body. I pray that you give her a quick and fast recovery from this COVID. Lord, I pray that you bless our land, bless our nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.